colleagues, Simon and Stanislav. The first larger group flew the day before, and it was up to the three of us to pick up all the stuff they had forgotten or hadn't been able to collect. The guys, however, put the story of the expedition on an equal footing with comics. We meet at the airport luggage room to pick up the hockey equipment for the children. We divide the content equally, and everyone must show how good they were at Tetris to be able to fit everything into a backpack. However, the guys decide to take their part back to the car in front of the airport departure zone, where they left their luggage with one of the parents. They do not watch the time during the packing process, and so we start to write a completely unexpected story of our expedition. The result is a failure in time management, if I'm to be very indulgent. Though they are about 150 meters from check-in, they aren't watching the time and the phone either. I don't know exactly where they went. They don't respond to messages, calls. In short, I cannot give them an urgent message. When I finally see them, I'm not even waving at them, and the young lady is telling them the verdict. Gentlemen, you've been excluded from air travel. Your next flight is in 2 days. The surcharge of several thousand for a new ticket, plus a penalty for forfeiting the current ticket, knocks the guys down. This is what I call a slap in the face. We should be in Ladakh, Himalaya, in 2 days. So I won't be surrounded by two men on my first trip to India, the land promised to women, and to the remote mountains. Great job, guys. The following fact also contributed to the overall enrichment of the comic story a la Garfield. Guess which part of the expedition was in charge of communicating with a taxi agency and hotel in India and keeping all the documents on them, both the contact to the people we should meet in India and the name and location of the hotel. There we plan to spend one night and to visit to the main monuments, do minor shopping, and then fly to Ladakh, more precisely to the Leh region in the Himalaya. It was not me, the one who was flying. So on the way to the plane, I quickly gather contacts and information. The guys are obviously overwhelmed by the loss of the flight and are having a hard time concentrating and pass on. They are trying to solve the enormous cost of new tickets and maybe also the fact that I have been checked in, which is their second question on the phone. And did you manage to check in? Why didn't you let us know? The rate of injustice rising from the ego and trying to persuade the guys that I might have deliberately dumped them could be felt even through the phone. Well, you shouldn't have disconnected from me, I'm telling myself, and loudly. I'm just mentioning the missed calls and alarming text messages. And the same identically on Facebook. Under those stressful circumstances, they hadn't even realized the notifications. What saved me and made me go alone for the check-in? Well, it was a terribly heavy backpack, as a matter of fact. I decided when the guys were not coming that I would go to check-in, not to drag everything annoyingly on my back during errands, such as a toilet or buying snacks, and my young age refuses the trolley with dignity. At the same time, my belief in inner intuition was driving me to the counter. When I arrived at check-in, I found a surprising novelty. Not 1 hour in advance, but the check-in was 1.5 hours ahead. A little puzzled, but happy and incredibly grateful, I immediately began to plead for the guys and to look for them. We are volunteers on our way to helping children in the mountains. The guys are just finishing packing up a few things we're taking. But the young lady's sad expression gave a clear answer. The electronic robotic system cannot be overcome, and they only have 5 more minutes. Heartless mathematics does not give room for human compassion. Well, and you already know the result. I don't need to tell you, we aren't flying business class, where there still could be some space and settings. That makes me get over to planning as to how to get in touch with the taxi driver who should have picked us up at the airport in New Delhi, knowing that at the arrival, there definitely will be more than one taxi driver. That's what they say. I'm a girl of action. I'm not traveling for the first time, so I handle the situation the following way. Well, compared to others, I have made the check-in.